There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Young reviewer, young minds, big ideas.
Because we're not alone in the studio, are we, Isabel?
No, we're not. We've got one of my favourite heroines actually in the studio, Mishka Khan. Welcome to Talking
Books.
Good
morning. How are all of you guys? Well,
it's lovely to have you back. Would you mind telling the listeners a bit about yourself? Because we know how brilliant you are, but not everybody might know.
Thank you. My name is Mishka and I'm 15 years old and I'm an avid reader. That's why I'm on the show. And I am a book blogger and I review young adult books on my book blog, The Paperback Blog. And that's probably all I can say. That's what's at the top of my head right now. So,
is there anyone that you'd like to give a shout out to today? Any teachers or librarians?
Oh, your mum and dad who are listening.
Yeah. Hi, mum and dad. How are you?
Wink, wink. I think you got away with that one. So what book are you reviewing for us today? And how did you find out about it?
So I'm reviewing Zara the Windseeker, and I came across it as Yvette had assigned it for our book club, our cluster reading group. And I'm happy to say I quite like the book. It was a really good book.
So for those listening, Yvette Judge is with us in the studio as well, and she's the COO of the Emirates Literature Foundation, or Coup of Elf, as we like to say, the coup. And she also runs the Costa Children's Reading Group.
So groups,
yes. Sorry, can't forget that. Yes,
she runs this multiple. This is the young adults group, yes. Isn't it, that yeah. Mishka's part yeah. of. And did they graduate? Did they have to go through a graduation ceremony for the children's Costa book reading group to become part of your... I bet you're very selective you set
they
a hard...
They got to stay in bed an hour later on Saturdays. I think that's the advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, for teenagers, that's always a great thing.
That sounds nice.
But the author of Zara... Is it Zara or Zahara? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Windseeker.
We've agreed Zara, I think. Zara. We've decided Zara.
Yes, yeah. Well, we can ask the author herself, Nnedi Okorafor. I need to have lessons on how to say her name. But,
I think you got it right there.
Yes. She's coming to the festival and she is a prolific writer. And I haven't finished this book, but I want to because I was hooked. I think she has an amazing way of creating a place that is fantastical but believable as well, Mishka. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the story of this young adult book.
So Zara the Windseeker is about a girl called Zara, as the title says, born with unusual hair, in her opinion, and quite scrutinized by her society. And that leads her to on an adventure that she wouldn't believe she had been on. And it's about self-discovery, and it's a fantasy book with quite an amazing place as a setting, which, as you said, the writer makes so believable, although it is unusual. And that's the book about self-discovery. Yeah. And
I had to actually touch my hair in the descriptive bits. Yeah. The hair, she has vines, living vines growing in her head. Yeah. With part of her hair. And I was just trying to think what it must have been like.
I know. Well, I got slightly obsessed by that. I know we were talking about it at the reader group, and exactly the same. I just had to keep going looking at the cover of the book, which shows her hair with it sort of wrapped around the vines, isn't it? And then, sort of like, that must be very odd. So she's what's called Dada, which is the people have, they're different. And I think one of the things that we talked about, Mishka, was how her own experiences growing up in America must have inspired her to write this book. It was written quite a long time ago. It was 2005. Mm. So it's quite an old book. But I don't know, what do you think about that, Mishka? Do you think we were right sort of pinpointing that as maybe an inspiration behind the book?
It might have been, as in America, it wouldn't have been quite usual to find someone with as maybe Dada locks or dreadlocks as here. But I think maybe that's what inspired her to see how the society in America sees the people with dreadlocks and people of her descent.
Yeah. Or different. I think as being a teenager, you know, if you have one spot, which I have to say Mishka has lovely skin, so no spots, but acne, teenage acne, or being overly tall or overly short or overly this way or that way, anything different, it becomes a completely sort of magnified issue. And I think she does so well. I think Nnedi does so well with actually getting into how it feels to be different. And she is really Zara is really different.
We were talking about the fact that she's got these Dada locks and that she's quite different from everybody else around her. Does the rest of her friends and the society that she's in, do they judge her for that?
They do quite judge her, and I think it's normal to be judged as a teenager whether you have dreadlocks or you don't, but she did face lots of scrutiny for having hair that was different from people who had, well, hair that was quite usual for her society.
She was bullied, wasn't she, by a lot of, down to the fact she really didn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
But then, thank goodness, Dari, she meets this young boy called Dari, and then we start to learn a bit more about the Dada, what a Dada is, and you know why they have different hair. What else does she have that could come in? Could be life saving, actually, as the book unfurls. But I love the characters. I love the setting. I think Nnedi Okorafor does a brilliant job of taking us into that world without it feeling like, oh gosh, this could never happen. It was believable. Everything about what she wrote was believable. But we've got, if anyone would like to win two tickets to a session, can Annabelle, who's the mistress of all knowledge in this studio, can you tell us what the session, and then I will give them the question so they know what they're going to get.
Not quite mistress at this time of the morning, but thank you very much. Wonder Woman, Nnedi Okorafor, Rihanna Pratchett, James Dashner, all participating in a session or an event called Wonder Women. And it's about whether women are relegated to love interest or stuck in the archetype of strong female character. The fact is that women in science fiction and fantasy stories haven't always benefited from the fantastic worlds they inhabit. So this panel is discussing the women they write and where fantasy and real world prejudices meet. So Nnedi Okorafor is the author that we're talking about today, and then you've got James Dashner, who writes The Maze Runner.
And the film's about to come out, isn't it?
Yeah, The Death Cure is either imminently out or just about.
Imminently, I think.
Imminently. It's been advertised.
And Rihanna Pratchett as well, who rebooted the Tomb Raider franchise, which I've played the game, and actually it's incredible playing a game and finding it empowering. With the female characters are actually portrayed as somebody who's, you know, adventurous and strong and feisty, and it's not all about what they're wearing or not wearing.
And it is really important that characters in books do portray strong female and male protagonists, because otherwise, you know, half the population are going to feel slightly hard done by, and also then they're going to be not maybe reaching for the stars. I think what these books do and what strong female protagonists do is give us that confidence to go on and, you know, and not give up. And I think Mishka is a wonderful example of someone, you know, at 15, my goodness, having her own blog, being on talking of books, being someone who champions the festival at school. So here's the question. Nnedi Okorafor has written a new series of comic graphic novels featuring a new hero. His name is Anta, based on a famous poet warrior from the Arab world. What was his second name? So he was obviously Anta Bin. And then what is the final bit of his name? I know that Google, Wikipedia, all of those will be able to help out on this if you want to win two tickets to Wonder Women. So send in your answers to 4001 and please put your name, and then our wonderful technical producer, Elaine, who's slightly under the weather today, bless her heart, will pick the lucky winners at the end of the show.
Quite looking forward to that session, actually, because if you remember, Mishka, when we did Maze Runner at the book group, the first one in the series, there aren't many female characters at all, are there?
No, I think there's just one. Yeah, just one pops female in at character. The end.
So we can tax him with that one. I think he could be under attack on that panel.
I think he's up to it, though. It'll be entertaining. Yeah. One question that I do have. So we've established that she's got She's got these Dada locks. She's got special powers. You know, what is it about her that's different? Why is she different? Or is this a bit of a spoiler?
I think it might be.
It might be a bit of a spoiler. Mm. Even telling us what the power is?
She mentions that right at the beginning.
Well, if she mentions it at the beginning, then
I'm just checking.
Because we don't want to spoil it too much.
Yeah, so right at the beginning, she does talk about her ability. That's how it starts. So it's okay to mention it, because you're going to get that on page one.
Okay. We've cleared that up. She can fly.
She can fly.
She can fly. She can fly. Yeah. Sorry, that's the wrong thing. That was Dumbo.
I will allow it. I will allow it. So that got me thinking. So if you woke up tomorrow morning, and this is a question for everybody in the studio. If you woke up tomorrow morning and you had a special power, what would you hope it would be?
I hope that I maybe, I mean, this is never going to happen, but if it could, which, yeah, like I said, but I'd wish that I could read minds or know the answer to every question that's been asked. So
we talked about that in the book group, but a lot of people wanted to be invisible, didn't they? They wanted to eavesdrop on people as well.
That's very nosy.
I know.
It's a common one. Really thin.
Yeah. Special power.
Where I can eat everything, but actually remain.
That's a good power. I like that power.
I'm sure there's lots of other people like out there who will. When I look at the best-selling books post the festive season, the top five are all about lose weight for good,
healthy you,
so on and so forth. So that's never going to be a problem for Mishka. That would not be. I think
reading minds,
yeah,
knowing the answers.
But do you know what?
Scary thought.
Body language is very good. I've always thought that's fascinating, that you can read people's minds through their body language often. Even if they say the opposite of what they really mean, their body language gives them away.
And facial expressions as well. I know. Yeah. I'm very, very bad at betraying what I'm really thinking.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
In my face, whatever is coming out of my mouth. It's something I've worked on over the years.
I find it very difficult. I try to think, my goodness, I'm going to say something I'll regret. So I stay quiet. And that as much gives me away as actually trying to say something that I don't really believe in. But I think that's a great, great thing. And to know the answer to every question that you ever want to. Then you're not going to be going off on quests, are you, Mishka?
But what are the dangers, Mishka, of being able to read minds? There are dangers there as well.
It might not be very interesting to have a conversation with someone if you know everything they're going to say
exactly.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Probably get a bit predictable and boring after a while.
Yeah.
Mystery people, characters who are slightly mysterious or where you can't think of a solution, and then the writer actually takes you, particularly in books, and you think, my goodness, how did I not see that coming? Those kind of books, I think, are amazing. And we've got a thriller panel later, and I think there are some extremely gifted writers who, when you know the answer, you think, I should have spotted that. You know, there were these clues dropped in, but I didn't. So that's something also... Yeah, that you may, as you get older, Mishka, change your wish. What's yours, Annabelle?
Oh, okay. Well, very, very quickly, because I do want to ask Mishka about Zara, the character. So I have some thoughts about Zara already. But my power would be something quite small, because you always hear these stories of how when people wish for big powers, it always goes horribly wrong. So I'd go quite small. And I think I'd want to always, when I make a cup of tea and I always forget it, and I don't think I've ever had a full cup of hot tea. So I think I'd like for my tea to always be the perfect temperature, no matter how long I leave it.
Annabelle,
what?
What a waste of a wish!
No, it's not a waste of a wish. The number of cups of tea I've wasted. Yeah.
Well,
it's not a waste
of a wish.
Well, I
can see one here at the moment. So during
yeah,
the next,
cold.
Yes. Oh dear. Well, we'll have to get her a nice hot cup of tea.
So the title character Zara the Windseeker. We've talked about her a little bit. Are there any other characters that stand out and favourite moments from the book for you?
Dari is one of my favourite characters, I would say, as he is quite intelligent, quite accepting of his best friend Zara. And my favourite parts of the book would be any interaction they've had together, as you can read the bond they have with each other. So that's something I really like to read in the book.
And something I saw on the back was they mentioned something about the fact that they all have mirrors sewn into their clothes, and they have something called a Flora computer, which, if you haven't read the book, makes absolutely no sense. So could you just elaborate on that a little bit?
So where they're from, the Uni Kingdom in Kirky, they have many, many divisions in the country or the kingdom, and each division has a particular way they live life. And where Zara's from, the Uni Kingdom, their society, they wear clothes with mirrors sewn into them. And as for the Flora computer, they grow their own... So the world is a marriage of nature and man-made, which is not something you'd ever think of here in Dubai. And so they grow their own computers, which is...
That's really cool.
Yeah, nothing you would associate with each other. Computers and growing is something... They're both polar opposites of each other. So that's really that was really interesting to read.
Yeah, the mirrors is an interesting one because they're very vain, aren't they? They care very much about how they look. They're constantly checking their appearance.
That's a teenage thing as well, I think.
Yeah, that's all of them. That's right through society, I think, isn't it?
The whole society, yes.
Yeah.
The Flora computer thing's actually got me feeling a little bit wary as well because it may not be the case in the book, but to me, I'm just thinking, oh, it's like a metaphor for artificial intelligence.
Mm.
You said this was quite a hit at the book club event.
It was. And I think we've got male and female attendees and everybody liked it. And I was a bit worried about whether some of the boys who were there would enjoy it because it's a strong female character. We've got Dari as well. But it's quite female focused, I would say, that, you know, the things that happen to her and personal things. And actually, they really liked it. You know, I remember Nick going there who has been with Costa Group more or less since it started and has graduated. and he really enjoyed it too, which I think is an absolute positive, well, for him, for the readers there, but also for Neddy as an author, that she's managed to include everybody in this story.
As an adult and not a teenager anymore, Yvette, how different is reading a book like this for you?
My issue is that I'm actually still a teenager at heart. I love reading these books because I do, it brings it all back, the whole thing of being different, like you're saying, whether you're tall, short, fat, spotty, particularly as a teenager, there's always something wrong with you. And, you know, I can remember, you know, at times when you feel isolated, you feel like you're the only one who's going through this. And books like this do bring back that empathy, I think. And I think that's one of the reasons for me why adults... Some authors are fantastic at getting inside a child's mind or a young adult's mind. And I think that's why I always encourage adults to read that sort of book, just to take you back and you know, when you're being particularly bothered by a child or a young person. Maybe it helps you go back to that time.
So if you are listening, you've just tuned in to Talking of Books on Dubai 103.8, and we are coming to the close of our Young Reviewer segment with Mishka Khan and Yvette Judge and Isabel Abelhall in the studio co-hosting. Final thoughts very quickly on this, Mishka, because I want to ask you, Nanedi is writing in the fantasy genre in Zara the Windseeker, and she's covered similar territory in her work for grown-ups as well. What do you think makes a good fantasy book? Because you've read quite a few in the genre.
Every fantasy book's quite unique, so I can't pinpoint something and say this is what every fantasy book should have, but everyone is unique, everyone is a pleasure to read, or might not be in some cases, but I really like Zara the Windseeker, back to the book, and I've given it a 4 out of 5 stars, which is quite a nice rating, because that's how book reviewers quite tend to stick to star ratings, as it's so much easier to rate books, and then all your thoughts kind of fit together. And I'd say the world building was amazing, and the characters were really unique as well. I really enjoyed the book.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show again. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.